My name is Jason Cork. I'm from North Pole, Alaska, but I lived in Duluth, Minnesota for a few years. And my title is assistant coach with the U.S. cross-country ski team. I've been coaching with the U.S. ski team since last season, so the 12-13 season, and then now the 13-14 season. My role is primarily coaching one girl, Jessie Diggins, and the men's team, kind of coordinating with them. But on a day-to-day basis, it's a little bit of everything. I wax a lot of skis, drive a lot of vans, a lot of random logistics, just helping out with training and dialing things in day-to-day.
From coaching perspective, the night before the race and the day of the race, I know you do waxing throughout the year. Do you have a waxing team for the Olympics, or are you still involved with that, or what do you do?
We try to keep it pretty much the same as we keep it all year. We have a couple of wax techs who are just, that's all they do is they wax skis. And we have a lot of coaches who also kind of tech for individual athletes. Day of like a big event, it's the same. We kind of do the same thing we always been doing. It's so competitive. Every race we go to, we go through the same process.
How do they get ready the night before and the day of?
So the night before the race is generally we have a team meeting and just kind of go over some logistics. The day before the race, they usually do kind of a pre-race workout. They'll kind of ski maybe 5 or 10 minutes at a pretty comfortable but fast pace, and then do a lot of short speeds, and then take the rest of the day pretty chill, maybe take a walk or something like that, or a really easy spin or a bike or a run or something. The morning of the race, what happens usually is they'll show up, and each of the skiers has a ski tech. They'll go out one and one and figure out which pair of skis is running the best. So usually they're looking at somewhere between like 4 and 6 different pairs of skis to pick the one that's running the fastest and is climbing well, and in classic skiing, making sure you have the best kick. And so from there, the tech will take the skis back and get the skis completed and wax them all the way up. And the athlete kind of goes out and just does their warm-up. And it varies. Some people like to do a kind of really easy ski with some really hard short pieces of speed. Some people like to do a little bit longer intensity. It's all individual. They all kind of, through the years, figured out what works for them, and they just kind of dial that in.
And now at the Olympics, these are the first Olympics for you. You have experienced the World Championships. How do they get ready mentally for the races?
You know, I think a lot of times, it's kind of backwards to what you think, but most of the times, getting ready for a big event, it's about being more relaxed. At the end of the day, when they put a bib on, they're almost always, you know, ready to go. And one of the big challenges that we face at the Olympics is just not being overwhelmed by the whole spectacle of the thing. You know, there's just so much going on, and there's a lot of press, and there's a lot more security. There's a lot more just kind of every day there's a line. You got to get something checked. And just kind of going with the flow a little bit and doing what you do best. You know, they're really good ski racers. They know that, and they've had good success at smaller races and medium-sized races and regular World Cups. So just trying to get everyone looking at it like just another ski race, in spite of the fact that it's the Olympics.